Babe, I have a little bit of a confession to make. No, it's nothing like that. Just sit down next to me, please. It's about the whole blood-sucking thing. Now remember when I drained you a few days ago, darling? Yeah. It was a lot of fun. But I forgot to tell you something. You know how you asked me to drain you again just a day later? You practically begged me, and I kept refusing. Yeah. I kind of forgot about one of the side effects of blood drinking. I guess I could blame it on me distancing myself from humanity for a few decades, but I really should have known better. You see, the chemicals in my saliva that make you feel so good when I drink your blood are kind of addictive. Not in a bad way. There's literally no long-term harm. It's just you'll really crave me for about 48 hours after I drink your blood. No, it's not okay. You trusted me, and I basically drugged you. I want you to punish me. Yeah, yes. I want you to make me submit to you and show me that being a vampire does not mean that I can just do this kind of stuff to you. Well, I'm actually pretty submissive, but no self-respecting vampire would ever submit to a human. So that's why I don't really seem like the submissive type. Oh, well, I mean, it's difficult to submit to someone that is centuries younger and has about as much strength in his entire body as I have in my pinky. But I need to do this for you. I want to show you just how far I'm willing to debase myself for you. For your love. Wait one sec. Let me get something. Please close your eyes, darling. Now open. Do you like it? Yeah, I got these during the French Revolution. People were really going wild back then. You humans have gotten so much more boring since then. You've become all prudish and proper. Ugh. Yeah. There's a cross on the panties and a lace cutout on my stomach in the same shape. And two crosses right on top of my nipples. Crucifixes turn me super submissive and weak. They're every vampire's weakness, according to you silly humans. And so, since I'm all weak and fragile, don't you think it would be so easy to just handcuff this little vampire slut? I mean, I know how much you hate vampires. That's why you hunt us, right? For having the guts to try and drink your superior human blood. Yes, Mr. Hunter. Punish me for trying to drain you. Show me who's in charge. Oh no, you've got me in these... You know, silver does literally nothing. Vampires, right? I mean, like, Never mind. Yes, I'll do what you say. I'm sorry. Oh, no. You've got me in these silver handcuffs. Now, how... I'm somehow completely helpless, since a particular type of metal would obviously be capable of rendering a creature that is able to stop a train with their bare hands utterly helpless. What are you gonna do, Mr. Vampire Hunter? How are you gonna punish this degenerate vampire? What? I'm not gonna call myself that. If anything, humans are the beastly ones. Between us two? Okay. It's just a part of the role play. No, I'll do it. I want you to push my limits a little. It's fine. Are you gonna fuck me like the primitive beast that I am? Shove your big human steak right through my vampire pussy? The combination of all these crosses and the silver handcuffs make me completely unable to do any... Oh, shit. I moved my hands and the handcuffs broke. Your human cock looks so delicious. I don't need to be bound. I'm so entranced by your superior human dick that I simply can't resist. Yes, Mr. Hunter, your human cock is so much better than those useless vampire dicks. Please, let me get on my knees and worship your perfect cock. Mr. Hunter, you're being so gentle for someone who hates vampires and hunts them for a living. Don't you think you'd be a bit more rough with a filthy beast that tried to suck your pure and superior blood? Don't you think you just shove your cock down her throat with no regard of her well-being? Since us filthy vampires can go way longer without breathing, then you heal. God, that's what I fucking deserve, isn't it? I deserve to get my face fucked like a little vampire fleshlight. By a lowly hue, I mean superior human. God, this is so degrading. Letting a human dominate me. But it's making me so fucking wet. Fuck. fucking hell. My friends are gonna hate me for saying this. But I love being your submissive vampire slut. Please fuck me, Mr. Hunter. I need you to bless my vampire womb with your human cum. What? No, please. Don't be ridiculous. If we vampires would never get knocked up by your primitive species. Don't forget that we are two entirely different. Oh. It's a part of the role play. I'm sorry. Never mind then. Please. Fill my vampire pussy with your blessed cum, sir. Fucking breed me. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hunter. Thank you for fucking such a primitive animal. And showing me my fucking place beneath you. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Please, fill my womb and cleanse my primitive bloodline. Yeah. Yes. We vampires need to be fucking bred from existence. You humans deserve to have your own personal vampire cum dumps. Can I please come on your perfect human cock? Please. Fuck. Please. Please. Let me come on your cock whilst I fuck. Whilst you fuck me like a bitch in heat. Oh, please, sir. Please. Show me why humans are superior to vampires. Make me submit. Yeah. Make me yours. Oh, fuck, make me yours. Purify my pussy with your seed. Fill me up. Oh, God. Oh, God, fill me up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm your vampire breed slut. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, my. I squeezed my pussy a little too hard, I think. You passed out while coming again. Yeah. I'm a bit ashamed to admit it, but I liked it too.
If you tell anyone about this, I will strangle you with your own guts.
Whoa. Yeah, that probably sounded way too scary for someone that could actually do that. I meant to say, please don't tell anyone about this. I'm sorry for being naturally threatening to your kind. It's not my fault. Humans are so weak and fragile. Yeah, of course I trust you to keep this secret. I love you. You know, I'm really gonna miss this. Well, you're the only human I've ever submitted to, and I liked it. And it made me realize that you're the only one, human or vampire, that I've ever loved. And in about 2 years' time, he'll probably be dead. Well, because you're a human, You don't live that long, right?
Well, yeah, I've spent time with humans, but I never really bothered to calculate their lifespan. I'm not really all that fond of math. I mean, it was fun when it first got invented, but boy, did that stuff get old quick.
So you're telling me that we still have a lot of time to spend together?
And I still get to submit to my perfect human boyfriend for the next decade?
This is the best news I've ever heard. And I've heard about the creation of democracy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait to spend more time with you.
We're gonna have so much fun together.